Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. That put a smile on my face. Welcome to Dr. Catherine May's Blog Talk Radio Program Channel Panel. Today is Wednesday, November 18th, 2015. And we are going to have such a good time tonight. I'm going to consider this our Thanksgiving episode, even though I'm sure we're going to have a call next week, because tonight's going to feel like your aunts and uncles and cousins and all your nieces and nephews coming in from all around the world to have fun. So we're going to have an extended family party tonight, and it's just going to be too fun. So great song to start that off. For those of you who would like to listen in on your phone, I'm going to give you the start meeting call. You can call in and listen in addition to listening through your computer. You just dial this start meeting number, 701-801-1220, and enter this ID number, 856-768-151, and then pound. And you'll have to excuse me because I'm in the middle of these giant eastern seaboard storms that are coming through. So you're going to hear some rain in the background, so I'm going to mute myself as much as possible during the call. For those of you who haven't signed up yet for our New Earth Times newsletter, make sure you do that so you can hear the messages when they're coming hot off the press from the Company of Heaven and our boots on the ground. Just go to Dr. Catherine May's website, whoneedslight.org. And on the top, you'll see a sign-up button. Just click on that and give us your email address, and you'll get the messages sent directly to your email box. You can also go on our Facebook page, Who Needs Light. We'll also post some messages there. I'm Meg, your co-host for this evening. And for those of you who have some health questions, you can find me on my Facebook page, Wisdom Within Meg Davis. And I'm happy to talk with you about any health challenges you have as we go into this ascension process. So I think that's all the logistics. I'm going to welcome Catherine and Christine. Oh, I'm so sorry. It's so noisy here with the rain, but we'll make it through. Hi, Catherine. Hi, Christine.
Hi, Meg.
Hey, Meg.
Hi.
We're sure excited about tonight.
We can hear you all right.
Okay, good.
And thanks for that lovely beginning. It's going to be like a family gathering tonight.
The table and all the eaves are on the table. We've spread the table out long, and now we've got all the
right, the
benches and chairs ready.
And we were told by Father God that there will be no form to the show tonight, no structure. And that one of them will come through either of us, depending on what they decide at the moment.
Oh, that's just like a good Thanksgiving. Everybody can talk, and we all make sense of it at the end.
Right. So we expect that everybody will be talking at once here.
That sounds like normal, too.
Mm-hmm. So what they asked us to do tonight is quite a challenge for us, actually. But they said, we want everyone to know exactly what our day-to-day life is like and what it's like to be in touch and in complete communication day in and day out with the company of heaven, Mother and Father, Saint Germain, Ashtar, Sananda, team leader, and so on, Mother and Father God. And not, you know, not because it's special, but because it isn't special. This is the way everyone is supposed to be living. Talking with all of your guides and helpers and the company of heaven all the time. So they've been pretty funny about this, and they've told me to please just describe what things are like around here. And they made Christine promise that she will say what she hears. And she was a little shy about that at first, but we had an incident last week where she didn't mention her polar bear pajamas. And I'm going to let her finish the sentence.
Okay, yes. This show's theme is that all the amazing things that we hear about and all of us admire in each other, and that the most amazing parts of all of us are not special, except that they're special to all of us. We all have all these gifts, all these weeks. Right before Michael was going to come through and channel, just at the last minute, he had told me earlier in the day, I'm going to wear an outfit to match it when you channel. Well, I forgot completely about it, and I just had on big white sweatshirt and my polar bear pajamas bottoms on for the show. And seconds before, now, please, they made me promise I am going to tell you what life is like for me. Because I've grown up my whole life in just easy, constant touch with our family. They don't even feel like our family above to me because they've always been here with me. And they are here with all of us. All right. So he shows up, as I promised I'd tell. I wouldn't hold back anymore. He shows up in I can't believe I'm about to say the words. Archangel Michael shows up in a full polar bear outfit seconds before we're supposed to start channeling. Now, to me, channeling, I want to be pure, reverent, always. My feeling is like, the message is so important. I step back. I want him to come through. And here he is in pear look, but he doesn't have on. And even now, I'm like shaking to say it, and I don't know why. I've kept so much of what life is like, being easily aware, because everybody thought I was crazy. There it is. Catherine said it. Everybody thought I was crazy, and you learn real quick to hold back. Now, in that assumption, I also made other errors. I would look at others, and I always thought they also were in constant contact, and it was just all this secret we were all keeping. So it was a very interesting way to grow up, and I refused to even begin channeling for a long time because I was so shy about it. But as of tonight, we're kicking open the doors to our home and our hearts and our family, because everyone is headed in this direction. Everyone is going to be meeting their family members, their guides. Michael wants to talk about everyone is a channel right now and how we can all take steps towards that. And I'm going to give you back to Meg as we prepare to see who's next. Meg, how's the storm going there? We're a little bit worried about our signal here, so we're giving it a check.
Well, the storm's fine. I just want to make sure that you're not hearing the pounding noise on my roof. So I'll leave it up to you
for one
of the channels. If it says Meg, okay, you're a little loud, I'll go on mute. But I want to leave it open to help as much as I can.
unmuted.
Okay. I had a little trouble with start meeting, but it looks like we're back. Hang on, folks. Okay, there we go. All right, so I noticed a few people hung up. They may be trying to get back on. We do this so we have two sources always in case something doesn't record. I'm also recording on Start Meeting. So I apologize, folks, if you called in on Start Meeting and you didn't hear anything, we're back on. Okay, so, yeah, we do hear, I think we hear your storm, Meg. What's it doing?
Well, we've got this giant set of storms that's moving across the whole southeast, filled with tornadoes and hoo-ha. But since we're being transparent, in all honesty, I have a tin roof on my farmhouse, and I can't get a clear signal inside except if I hang halfway out my window. So I got tired of doing that. So I decided to come and just be in my car for the call. So I usually come out here to my car. And I was joking with Christine today that it's going to be full of storms, and I was worried about the reception. And Ashtar said, Meg, nobody can get through the pen to get you a clear signal. So I'm like, okay, I'll stay in my car with the storm. So I'll trust that if it gets too loud and disruptive, you'll just say, Meg, mute, and I'll mute it.
Okay. All right. Well, there's the transparency we're supposed to. I have also done the show from my car when I couldn't get a signal somewhere. So thanks, Meg. We appreciate that. If we hear car horns or anything like that, we'll know what's going on there.
Exactly.
But
all right.
That's how Ashtar said. I thought he said nobody can get past the tin roof, but he meant the noise from the rain, right?
No, he meant the tin roof. Like, the reason why I can't stay inside my house and do this call is to get a clear Wi-Fi signal, or my phone is like, nobody can transmit, nobody can get through my tin, yeah.
Okay. So anyway, I was told to please let people know what life is really like here. So I'll give you a couple of minutes from the last few hours. I came into the kitchen, and here's Christine cooking up a storm. And she is in constant contact with Team Leader and her Arcturian healing team. So shortly before that, she had said she was upset she couldn't possibly eat. So the next thing, I see her in the kitchen, and she's saying, okay, TL, what do you want me to put in here? And she's making tacos. But these are the most exotic tacos you've ever seen. It had in it. Now, get your pencils ready, everybody, because this is Team Leader's special taco recipe. It had eggplant, onions, green pepper, crumbles, the vegan hamburger, you know, crumbles, cilantro, spinach, mushrooms, sprouts, right, and all stirred up with taco seasoning and a ton of spinach, right. So that was just the first part. Then he says, okay, now get a frying pan. You're going to put garlic. You're going to saute garlic, and you're going to add cheese, and we're going to make a nice cheese sauce. And he said, do you have any white wine? Catherine, do you have any white wine? No, didn't have any. Oh, all right. Well, so we'll improvise. I think there's a beer in the refrigerator. Let's use the beer. Okay. So Team Leader's telling us we should have cheese sauce with white wine. And the next time I walked through the kitchen, I said, oh, so you're the sous chef. And team leader is the chef, and he's showing her how to make the sauce. And she said, yeah, and he just said, don't rush the cheese sauce. It'll separate. So she's getting these, like, French culinary lessons from team leader. And, well, anyway, it was pretty funny because he came out with this fabulous recipe, and it was the most delicious resemblance to something like a taco I've ever seen. It was just delicious. And Christine sat down and ate a big bowl full with some chips, and we didn't even have tacos with it. We just had a few chips, so it was like a giant taco salad. So then she finishes her big dinner, and team leader says, see, you didn't even notice that you ate all that, and you thought you couldn't eat anything. So she's constantly talking with team leader. He's saying, you know, there's some cucumbers in the refrigerator. Go get those and cut them up and so on. So she's following his instructions all the time, as we have promised to do. And as we were laughing about this, and team leader and his really impressive chef skills, they're saying, you should talk about this on the show, too. So here we are. Here's Christine. She wants to add something.
Yes, I want them to always give me a pattern, okay? How is it going to be every day I'll live that pattern? Mm-hmm. Like yesterday, I lived on organic raw juice made from about 9 juiced vegetables all at once and fruits. So they're constantly just reminding me to just follow and trust. Mm-hmm. And we're all always getting these nudges. Now, I want to bring something up while we're still in the introduction before the masters all start coming in. And I've been shy. One of the reasons is because some people have said and mentioned it feels very strange and irreverent to speak about the masters in this way. And it's honestly one of the main reasons that I haven't wanted to expose what our whole life is really like, what my whole life has always been like. And that's because I don't want to push people away. Instead, I want everyone to draw near, to know that we are one family. And when I say that, I say it from such a place of absolute knowing. I know we are one family. And we may all have been through big experiences. And we have so much to share. And this is such an important, pivotal, and exciting time. And all week long, the masters have been coming to me, and they have been saying, the very reason you have lived a life like this is because at this time, it's to open up and let everyone know and remind everyone, because this is the true way we always have lived, live, and will live, and that no one is isolated, that every single soul on this earth incarnated right now is surrounded by not just guides. That makes it sound far away, makes it sound, or even our blessed, exciting, beautiful, precious mentors that are coming. Even mentor has almost like a school feel to it. This is our family. All of us, each of us, are as treasured and as held dear and precious and known. And they are crowding around us because it is now the time. We're not, the doors are about to fling open. The doors are gone. There is no door to even be seen. It is time to embrace our families. So as they are already embracing us, So please keep in mind as we say this that it is actually with the most reverence. And by that I mean the reverence of being who we really are in all dimensions, real, full of love, deeply feeling on a full scale of emotions. As above, so below, doesn't mean we raise up and become pious and unfeeling, cool, distant. No, it means we're more deeply feeling, we're closer. We feel all the more, we understand all the more. We have the ability to be far more wide range, far more centered as we are, far more able to lend our energy to give our love. Yet we are more alive, not more distant. So that is from my heart to yours as we begin this super fun show. Now, we're going to get like we are when we're home alone. Let's say it's morning at coffee or over our evening meal. Like right now, Catherine, I can feel them all crowding around. And usually we'll both get a shiver at the same time. And it's so fun and funny for us because it isn't just like a knock on our brain with words. It's a feeling in our being that is unmistakable. There is no mind control or frequency or psychic wannabe or no matter how good they are. You know the feeling inside yourself. When someone that is your beloved, is a master from above, is from the fifth dimension or higher comes, there is always a recognition also in your being. Now, it's different for everyone, and you can ask that it be made clear to you, and it will be. If you ask from your heart and you remain in your pillar of light, it will be made clear to you. Now, around here, what we often first get is a kind of shiver or a warm feeling, and often immediately both of us say the name of who has come out loud, because we so deeply know their energy, and it's always a different kind of amazing, beautiful, exciting, loving. It's always wonderful. When anyone comes that is from above, there is never, ever, ever a feeling of upset, fear, trepidation, danger. Never. So if that feeling comes, it can't simply be no. That's not. And you can trust when a loving feeling comes, a truly loving feeling. And you can ask for it to be made clear to you, and you can ask mother and father to come and witness for you, and they certainly always will. Okay, so we'll do it just like we do at home.
Okay, we just hand the phone back and forth like we do when we're listening to them come through. Tonight we have Archangel Michael, Saint Germain, Ashtar, Sananda. Well, I've already talked a little bit about Team Leader and his recipe. I don't know if he'll come through or not. Father God, and whoever else decides to come. So I'll give you a little headliner for each one about what they said they were going to talk about. Archangel Michael said he's going to talk about how you are a channel now. Everyone here is a channel. Everyone, period. Everyone in a human body is a channel. It's just a matter of accepting it. Okay, Saint Germain is going to talk about the focus and release of worldwide prosperity and how it's underway. Ashtar will tell us how our world is safe and what that means to all of us. And Sananda will talk about home life, our home life. And I hope will not embarrass us. and Father God, we'll talk about choosing your slipstream, which I think is a lovely image. I think people probably have a sense of what a slipstream is. You hear about it like when a group of bicycle riders are competing. If you get behind someone, you're in their slipstream and it helps to pull you along. So who are you choosing to follow and be drawn along with? Who or what? So that's the outline. Not sure who's going to come first or how they're going to arrange it. Mm-hmm. But Father God said, well, Sanana can be the MC if necessary. If there's an emergency, Sanana can always be the MC. So we will just ask them like we always do. Who's here? Oh, and Christine's getting all chills and yahoo. It's Michael. She practically jumps out of her chair. Okay, so as Michael said, he's going to talk about how you are a channel too. All right, here's Christine.
Whew, okay. I'm going to hand it right over to Michael. So I just take a deep breath and step back. I don't have to step anywhere because he's always, always right here. Hello, good evening, good day. Sweet and dear family, it is your brother, your fan, your champion, your admirer, Archangel Michael. Please, please, from now on, always when you call me out in your heart, call me when you need me, call me when you want to talk, call me when you want reassurance, call me if you have a good joke. But just call me Michael, and I will always come a-running. Now, I do confess, we have really been putting the pressure on Christine this week, because it is precious how she has grown up. She has a unique view of the world. She no less lived in the world, and she no less experienced all of the heartache, the heartbreak, the amazing, incredible experiences of being incarnated. But she did it always being very aware and connected in a family way to us. So we've really put the pressure on this week because it is time for her to fully, candidly reveal what her life is like. And again, the purpose in this is so that it can awaken, tickle, pull at, tug at the own inner living memories within you of what your true home life is like. It can give you the wisp, the nudge, the kick that your family is already standing all around you. And you, each and every one of you, and I see you, you are already channeling. And at this time, in this most amazing moment on earth, the light from Mother and Father is pouring in. Each and every one of you are able more than ever to recognize your own ability to channel, which means to be connected and in communication with your fifth dimensional and above family. That's all. And not only that, it's the same as when you walk by a field of flowers and your heart is filled with not just joy or peace or but also nostalgia. That's channeling. You're recalling a higher, deeper part of yourself. That's channeling. When you pick up a child and there's just a bond instantly there, that's channeling. So I'm giving very, what may seem simple examples, but that's the all of it. It's just a matter of accepting my family is already here. They're surrounding me. My guides are members of my soul family, members of high dimensional races, such as the beautiful Arcturians we so often mention. My guides are all devoted to me. They love me. They look out for my every move. The other day, Saint Germain was joking with Christine and Catherine and said, Christine said, you've been here because he came and he's helping with the RV and he has lots of fun news about the prosperity being released. My brothers are all coming with good news tonight. But he said, he cracked a joke and he just said, you know, Christine said, but you've been here for 2 days helping us so much. Like, aren't you busy? And he said, what are you kidding? Hundreds and thousands of years and nobody ever says a word back. 2 days talking nonstop with you? It's such a joy to us. We look for every moment where someone realizes, wait a minute, where did I get that thought? Hang on, where did that joke come from? Well, what was that? My keys weren't just here. What's going on? We are with you, loving you. And again, remember, none of this should be overwhelming or the least bit worrisome. Also, I will tell you as your brother, this is not a test. You must not and should not be now measuring yourself against some non-existent ruler of how good of a channel you are. I'm here tonight to tell you just what my brothers are also coming to say. We are now in a brand new moment. In this moment, you are better able to hear your loving family that is all around you than ever before. And we're just so excited for you to hear us. Never think it's one way, that it's just about you breaking through and we are sitting there waiting. No, we're in this together, all the way. There is not one of you that is, let me say it this way, each and every one of you are cherished beyond your wildest imagination. I promise you that. Now, to channel, you just stay in your pillar of light. Or if it sounds more natural to you, stay in your heart. I told Christine a couple days ago, no more effort. And honestly, I said, no more effort, sweetheart. No more effort. It's time just to let go, be yourself, stretch your wings, and fly. And it's true for all of you. We are in such a special time. If you are listening to this call, whether in this moment or on the archives or any time, you are already fully living as a channel of light. The more you just embrace what you are already accomplishing, the more fun it will become. We've told you many times we are deeply feeling. We feel your joys. We have our own joys. We feel your sorrows. And in the way of the higher dimensions, which is with great intensity, great understanding and vision, and great energy, we too feel the sorrows. So, it's very simple. Anytime you would like to safely practice, you call me. You say, Michael, all right, I want to practice. I want to channel. First, just ask a simple question. Michael, are you here? I'm guaranteeing you right now that the answer is yes. Start there, in your pillar of light, in your ascension pillar, in your heart, at ease, you call me. You call any one of us, and we will bring you a noticeable feeling, a tickle on your cheek, a warmth in your heart, and it will start there. If you think that we have made communication, trust yourself. We have. It will only ever be loving, kind, uplifting, supportive, honest. And I tell you, we do love to joke constantly. So I want to pass the talking stick because my brothers are here with important things to say. And I just love you. We all do. Just as much as you are working to punch through the thin, thin veil, we too are looking for ways to uplift, support, inspire, reach through. We can't wait to throw our arms around you. And we don't have to. Now is our moment. So I'll pass the talking stick. Who knows who's coming next? But we'll wait to see who gives Christine and Catherine a goose or a heat wave or a chiver and see who pops in. I am your brother, Michael, always here by your side. I love you.
Thank you, Christine. I hear Meg and her rain on the line.
I'm trying to keep it muted, but I thought I'd come in and say hi in case.
Hi, yeah.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Christine.
Yes. And they're being funny. We don't know who's coming. Well, of course, what they do, they work this all out beforehand. They're just teasing us.
Like they do.
I have a story because I just saw who's coming next. And we were in the kitchen, as we often are here, and we kept hearing, Christine and I separately kept hearing, put the lime in the coconut and drink it all up. And I mentioned this last time, we figured out that that meant that the RV is going to release soon because it creates an image of, you know, tropics and vacations and beautiful events and things coming. So I hear it again, put the lime in the coconut, and I went, that's Saint Germain. Saint Germain, are you doing the mambo? And he was dancing.
He danced.
Woohoo! They dance all the time. They do line dances for our entertainment. Now, Christine can really see them. I have to concentrate pretty hard to see them, but she sees them all the time. She does have a kind of special gift about that. But it's not like we hear voices necessarily, but they often send a song because that's their another way they have of tapping on your shoulder. So if a song comes out of nowhere and it wasn't one that you necessarily would be humming to yourself, you can be sure that's one of your family tapping you on the shoulder. So Saint Germain in his mambo outfit was pretty impressive. So I encourage you to call on one of them and see what they present, because for sure it'll be fun. Okay, so Saint Germain's here, and he said he would talk about the release of the worldwide prosperity and how it's underway. He's doing the mambo, and like he's pretending he's going to reach out and take the phone while he's doing the mambo. So, okay, we sometimes call him Saint Germain, or we call him by his first name, which is Adamos. And he said, "I don't care what you call me, just call me." And he wanted us to say that to everybody. Doesn't matter. You can call me Saint Germain. He likes that. Adamos is like his soul name, like Sananda. So he's saying he'll be Saint Germain tonight because that's how everybody associates him with the prosperity program. So I'm going to step aside and let Saint Germain come through and tell us what's up in the world and how things are going. Hello, everybody. I hear the rain on your roof, Meg.
Indeed. Yes.
It's lovely to hear your voice. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about not the prosperity programs that are coming, but the prosperity programs that are here. You haven't heard about it yet on the media, of course, but you can feel it, can't you? You can feel it happening. Now, of course, I've told you before, we've had thousands of people working on this for thousands of years. So we're just delighted that, as Christine said, we've been talking about this for thousands of years, and now we finally have somebody who answers us and talks back. So we can have a real conversation about it now. And we're looking forward to hearing from every single one of you who is listening to this call. I expect to get a call from you. And you'll say, Saint Germain, I want to talk to you. And I will come, and I've been practicing my technique. I will give you a chill down your spine. And you'll know it's me, because it's a different kind of chill. And Christine is jumping out of her chair because I just gave her a shot. It's fun. And you'll know that I'm there. And then you can just talk with me. And when you hear a thought coming into your mind, be sure that it's me. I'm having a conversation with you. It's something we do with you all the time. It's just that you don't acknowledge it mostly. So when you, all of you, when you heard about the prosperity programs and the currency revaluations, there was all kinds of information out there. Oh, this is a scam. This is people are lying. It's never going to happen. It's impossible. That could never happen on the planet. Well, it is true. It's never happened before on the planet. But that doesn't mean it can never happen, does it? Now, most of you heard the story about it. You heard our channels and maybe others talking about it. And for some reason, you began to decide, gee, this really makes sense. I think I believe this. Well, why do you suppose that was? I was whispering in your ear the whole time, go for it. This is a real deal. You're going to help others. And I have been whispering in all of your ears the whole time to say, you bet this is real. I've been working on this full out for the last couple hundred years, and I've been talking to everyone on the planet about it. Now, this is how we develop boots on the ground. We talk about it before you come here. So when you do hear about it, it sounds kind of familiar. And then when we whisper in your ear, you get, it's my intuition that there might be something really interesting about this. So anytime you hear yourself saying to yourself, oh, my intuition tells me, well, you can be sure it's one of us standing there talking to you, just like we were carrying on a conversation at a coffee cafe. That's how we do. We are that close. We are right next to you. We're not up there someplace. We're right here with you. We can do it several different ways. I could remain on the ship, for instance, and I could see through to where you are and talk with you that way. Or I can come close to where you are and be right there with you. Either way, you'll feel my presence. And that's true, of course, of everyone. Now, this is not exclusive to Archangel Michael and me and Sananda and Father and Ashtar. You have your own twin flame. You have your own higher self. And, of course, you can talk with your higher self and your twin flame. It would be your twin flame's higher self, of course. So why not? Why shouldn't you be best friends and family with your whole soul group? They are there for you. Everyone has a higher self. Everyone has a twin flame. It's the way we're created. It's not a special arrangement just for ascended masters or something. Everyone has a twin flame. In fact, I'll tell a little story about what's going on in the family these days. Many of you heard that little Pebbles was gone. And she was. Pebbles is now with Mother. But to the great astonishment and shock of Catherine and Christine and Che and Bam Bam, the animals here, a little gray and white cat showed up at the door. And Christine looked at her and went, that's not Pebbles. It doesn't look anything like Pebbles. Well, it's not Pebbles. It is a new soul who has come into Pebbles' body and who found her way back to the house because Mother continued to provide a stream of energy for her so that she would remember where to come. And after a few days of getting used to this new cat in the house, the other day, Catherine noticed that every time Christine picked up this new little cat, and they had already been told that her name is Nancy, and she was a young child, a human soul, who had been hideously treated and had died at the hands of someone who was very cruel to her. And she came here to be with the family. And they noticed that every time Christine would pick her up and hold her, Che would just act absolutely crazy. His eyes were bugging out of his head. He was crying and vibrating all over and trying to get to Nancy. So Catherine said, he looks like he's got that twin flame look. He wants to be next to her so badly. He wants to be close to her. And, of course, they checked with the Company of Heaven and with Mother and Father, and were told, yes, as a matter of fact, they are twin flames. And they are the children of Catherine and Sananda. So here in the family, we have a real family. And, of course, it's not so different for all of you. When you have a special animal in your life, you can be sure that that animal is in some way connected to your soul family through the heart. They may have incarnated in a human body, maybe not, but you can tell. When you have that special feeling for another being, you know that it's a soul connection. So Christine wants to say something. Here she is.
It's so wonderful to be sharing with you all in this way, because this is much more the rhythm of what our every moment of our life is like. But I wanted to ask Saint Germain if it was all right, and he's showing me inside. This is where it gets interesting. Like, was it my question I wanted to ask Saint Germain, or was he poking me to remember? Doesn't even matter in the end, because it all comes out so much better than we ever can suppose. But my question is about the prosperity that's opening up right now.
Tell him, he poked you.
Yeah, Catherine's saying tell him, because he was poking me at the same time he was telling the story of our sweet family. And it all fits together so perfectly. He's been here a lot in these days, and he's really shared a lot about where the prosperity stands right now. And, for example, he's told me often in the last few days, whenever it seemed to be a so-called delay in the prosperity programs opening up, that's not at all what it's called in the Company of Heaven. That's looked at as a moment to rearrange 900 other different things to improve the conditions so that each and every moment, whether it looked like, of course, we're all excited for the programs to begin, but whenever something happens, the Company of Heaven not only doesn't see it as a loss or a delay, it's actually something that has condensed all the goodness that is to quickly follow, and including the conditions. So I was just wondering if Saint Germain, if you would talk about the safety and ease that is coming and how wonderful it's going to be as this unrolls, and how you said to us last night, we're on the verge of the verge at this very moment. Okay, here is Saint Germain.
Thank you, dear. I love it when you quote me. Yes, I did say you're on the verge of the verge. Yes, I was working my way around to making the link with abundance in this family. And how surprising it is when you begin to open to what's possible, that you find out that so much has been going on behind the scenes that you could not have even in your wildest imaginings understood what was happening, because there is so much complexity and so much variety in what's going on in the world. So as I was saying about our boots on the ground, in every area of the world, there are people in every area, being financial, social, medical, and so on. Of course, I'm most involved with the financial issues, but we're also all very interested in what's going on in the legal systems and in the government systems, because those are all changing. Now, as Christine was saying, there has been what you would call a delay. Of course, we're in charge of this whole unfolding under the loving oversight of Mother and Father God. And it is destined to be. There is no question about whether this is going to unfold or not. It's already happening. And it has been happening for some time. There are, for instance, there are banking laws that have been brought into place, very carefully crafted in many countries across the planet. There are laws in place to protect the money as it moves from bank to bank. There are computer programs that have been put into place to make sure that everything will go safely. Some of you have heard about the ancient families, the Chinese families who are working very carefully in a very respectful way with the long distance run in mind. They have been doing this for thousands of years, just as I have. And many of you know that Kuan Yin has been working in Asia and the Far East to oversee the very intricate programs that are being introduced. So we've worked together, along with so many on the ground who are doing the nuts and bolts work. So this is not something that is being handed down to you. Although, as I said, we are working under the loving auspices of Mother and Father God, we are also working hand in hand with all of you. Now, one of the things I want to alert you to is, of course, there's been this mess in Paris, and it was designed to try to disrupt and distract everyone and bring down the frequencies, the vibration of especially of light workers, because, of course, light workers are going to feel terrible when they hear of some disaster that's hurt a lot of people. Well, the intention of the cabal was to crash everything by producing an event that would be widely publicized and would make everyone feel bad. Now, think about it. How do you stop an RV by making everyone feel bad? Well, it would work. If it had worked, it might have delayed it further. But thankfully, so many of you are now aware of the machinations and the tricks that the cabal has played for so long. Of course, we regret that there are people who left the planet. But in most cases, these are contracts that people had, and it's serving a higher purpose. The same has happened with this Paris event. It has served a higher purpose. All of you who are now aware of what the cabal is trying to do, simply refused to let it get you down. And so you added your energies, your positive, joyful, loving, forgiving, compassionate energies to the event to your daily lives, to the people around you, and you kept on going. And this created not a crash in the energy around the planet, but an uplifting. And that uplifting of energies on the planet is what carries through these programs. We cannot do that from here. We can encourage you. We can ask you to be loving and compassionate. We can encourage you to reach out to others and to celebrate together the beautiful changes that are actually happening. But it is your loving energy that is carrying this through like a wave of love. Now, some of you may have heard the ancient families had a measurement below which they would not permit the RV to go through until the planet had reached the point where there were enough of you who could raise your energies and who could create the new laws and who could lay the path for the rest of the world to carry this through to the point where you will no longer need money at all. This is the goal. And to do that, there must be visionaries on the ground. There must be those among you who feel the motion, who feel the energy of where we're headed. And where we're headed, beloved ones, is to a wonderfully cooperative and exciting world in which money will no longer be any kind of issue because it won't even be needed. And so this is the first step toward real abundance, not just more money, but real abundance, prosperity, fairness. And in order to do that, we had to set in place conditions that will allow it to be fair, that will allow it to be enjoyable and uplifting for everyone. And of course, this first RV phase is going to give all of you the wonderful opportunity to express your love and your generosity and your feelings for others. That's what it is intended to provide. Not wealth, but a wealth of opportunities to feel deeply, to connect deeply with others. It's just a medium. It's a medium of exchange of feelings. And when you use it that way, you will be speeding the rest of the projects along. We've explained this to you in the past, how your energies are so important, and I hope you're beginning to see it and feel it. It is you, beloved ones. The programs are all in place. The funds have been moved to where they need to be. Everyone has been trained and is ready. The numbers are on the bank screens. The people who are there to do the exchanges are ready. And so I say to all of you, be ready. Be ready to feel the love and the outpouring from yourselves of generosity and compassion and joy that will carry us through the entire phase after phase after phase to the wonderful vision we all hold together of a new golden age, a true paradise on earth. I love you one and all. I am your brother, Saint Germain. Be ready. Namaste, all.
Thank you, Saint Germain. Oh, tingles everywhere. Thank you.
See? He's there with you. He's been working on his tingles.
Hey, Meg, it's Christine. A couple nights ago, Father and Michael, it was kept me up the whole night in a kind of a training and a life review. And in the morning, I was so amazed and transformed by the experience. And Michael gave me a letter. I think I told Catherine later, I think it was just so he could, well, he said, so he could put my arms and legs back on, because I had been so, so changed by the experience of the night. But one of the things he told me is, for me, and truly for all of us, the veil that is left is just a wisp. And then he said, the things that I hold on to, that would hold me back to the old ways, are just my own inner false flags. And as Saint Germain was speaking, I remembered how that really hit me, Meg. And I really began to look for my own inner false flags. Where was I just holding on to things out of a so-called safety or habit or comfort? And I really vowed and really began to let go. And it's been uncomfortable because until I learned, oh, yeah, wait a minute, it's not uncomfortable, I just need to surf. So then I got out my surfboard, and it's been going much better. But I really like that, the things that I still cling to that bring me any kind of angst or worry or weight or trepidation or suspicion, those are just the wisp. The little leftover bits of my own inner false flags, and they are just, if I just blow them away, just that's as easy as it is now. So I wonder who's next. I already know, because this energy is always absolutely unmistakable. I want Catherine, I'm going to put her on the spot. I want her to try to describe what it feels like to us when Ashtar's energy comes in.
Oh, gee, that's hard to explain. Ashtar is especially good at presenting himself, and he always shows up in that fabulous blue jumpsuit with his blonde hair flowing, and he's so tall and slim and dignified, and he salutes. And it's like this fabulous image. So along with that comes like waves. He especially sends, for me anyway, this is how I feel it, his energy comes like in, it laps on you. He's gentle. He's very gentle, and he just like sends these nice, gentle waves of loving, warm, safe energy. He makes you feel like you're absolutely surrounded and protected and safe. And I think it's no accident that Ashtar does what he does, because this is who he is. He's one who protects. So whenever Ashtar comes, I feel, oh, we are protected. Ashtar is here. Nothing bad can happen to us because Ashtar is on it, and he's watching over us. He's smiling. Because that's how he is. That's how he wants to be. That's what he wants to provide, is for everyone to feel safe. So he agreed that he would talk about that tonight, that the world is safe. now. It didn't used to be, but it is now. So he's telling me to talk a little bit about that. Of course, we experienced for some time, it seemed like endless, but for many months, the incoming frequencies that were bombarding us. And we knew that this was our job, that we were recording it and documenting it and responding to it and working with it so that we could contact the ones who were working with the cabal to create these frequencies. So for quite some time, it would have felt very unsafe for us because they did things like trying to make Christine's blood boil and trying to give me a heart attack and so on. But we had been promised by Mother and Father, and especially by Ashtar and Michael, that we are being protected every moment. They were calibrating what we were receiving so that we would be able to feel it and understand it, but not be killed by it. And this is one of the ways that we talked to the cabal members, and the way they were, many of them were finally convinced that they might as well come home to Mother and Father, because obviously everything they'd thrown at us, we should be in much worse shape than we are. And so the whole time, it really required that we be absolutely, absolutely positive and trusting that we were being taken care of, and that Ashtar and the Galactic Command and Mother and Father and our twin flames and everyone else was really on it and taking care of us and watching over us, while the Arcturians would patch us up and get us feeling better and make sure we knew all the right things to eat and how to take care of ourselves to maintain ourselves while we went through this project. And so we both have now a very special feeling for Ashtar and for his constant protection and oversight. And I, for one, just feel such gratitude and appreciation for how hard he worked, how careful he was in taking care of us. And now I have to tell the story about our dear Louise, who is in Paraguay. And after attending a workshop, Louise began to, he wouldn't have called it that, but he began to channel immediately. We had a break one day and went down to the local little shop, and we were all looking around at these lovely things in the little shop. And Louise went to the back and picked out a hanging of the Tree of Life and bought it. And as we walked out of the store, he handed it to Christine. And he said, "I think you're supposed to have this. And this is from Michael. Michael told me to buy this for you." So that has continued. Each time we receive a big package, it's something that Michael has told Louise to send us. Well, this week was a real turning point, because we got boxes, and I opened the boxes. Christine was asleep, and it was a beautiful bouquet of roses, red roses and white. I think they're freesia. I put them in the vase, and I put them at the foot of her bed. And when she woke up in the morning, she was dumbfounded and practically in tears, because she said, "My grandfather told me that after he passed, that she could be sure that every time she saw a red rose, he was sending her a message. And recently, she also learned that her grandfather was, well, let's describe it this way, because the energies are very flexible, was sponsored by Ashtar. So now Luis is shopping for Serapis Bey, Archangel Michael, and Ashtar, and sent the red roses so that Ashtar could bring the message to Christine that her grandfather had told her years ago when she was a child. So, thank you, Ashtar, for sending the message. Luis was delighted and thrilled. We were astonished and delighted, and all around, it just felt like a wonderful day in the family. So, all of you have these experiences. All of you have felt these things when you said, oh, that reminds me. That thing I just saw reminds me of my grandfather or my friend who passed. Well, of course, it is from your friend or from your grandfather. It's not an accident. So, thank you, dear Ashtar, for taking such good care of us and for sending us roses. So, he's smiling. All right. Now let's let Ashtar tell his story about how the world is safe and how it's different now. Can you do that, Ashtar? So are you going to come through me, Catherine? Okay. So here comes Ashtar. Well, yes. Some of you know I say salud, everyone. It is fun to do what I do, especially these days. These days, it's more enjoyable than ever, because as all of you have been raising your vibration, increasing your love quotient, we have been given greater and greater dispensation from Mother and Father to work with you, to intervene on your behalf. And that is something we love to do. We've trained for it all our lives. And yes, it is now a magnificent fleet surrounding your world. The Galactic Federation members number in the billions. And around your Earth are all these ships so joyfully waiting, so eager to meet you, as are your Agarthan friends in Inner Earth. And yes, it has been an enormous project organizing this. We're busy all the time, but it is thrilling. And because we're just using this, of course, as an example, there you all have examples in your own life because you're light workers. Catherine and Christine have learned that they don't hold back. Now we have a joke. Catherine began teasing Christine when she first came, because Christine, since she was a child, would call to me, Ashtar, there's a bug in my room. Ashtar, please get rid of this bug. And Catherine would laugh at her and say, don't you think Ashtar's a little busy?
And yeah, here.
Yeah, I didn't. I would be shocked because I always just knew Ashtar is always here, and he protects me, which means to me everything since I was tiny. I remember being in the crib and calling out for my family when I wasn't even quite sure where I had landed yet, and they would all appear around my crib. So for me, if you have a problem, you call Ashtar. It makes perfect sense. But Catherine would look at me, slightly horrified. What is she doing? I think we can handle the bug. Anyway, this is how we talk. Here she is back. Oh, no. Here is Ashtar. Oh. Oh, I see. Okay. Here is Ashtar. Yes, it is I, Ashtar. And what does this all weave together? What picture are we painting for you? Why are we involving such personal stories with such scope of world events? For one, that is what it is a tiny taste of to be multidimensional, which is what all of you are. It is to all at once have the experience of a very personal, intimate. I knew I put Christine on the spot to even reveal our relationship of her growing up. It's to experience the most personal, almost the feeling of private, all the way to family, community, world, universe, galactic, and hold them in a kind of loving flow and balance all at once. That is the message I bring you tonight when I say your world is safe. Now, look within when I give you those words, and they were transmitted to you on a multidimensional level so that you could feel them all throughout your being, not just where you are residing in this moment, but to all of you. It's all of me, Ashtar, speaking to all of you, my dear beloved family members. What came up for you? Never mind what did. Don't judge it. We won't even go there. Just notice, did you immediately come up with a quick list of all the ways your world is not safe? Your boss is mean. Your job feels insecure. Your home life isn't warm. Things are happening in countries that you can point to that are hostile and feel the world feels chaotic and unpredictable and even dangerous. Or did you search for what is he saying? What is the meaning of our world is safe? Because I tell you, as your brother, as your family member, as the Supreme Commander of the Galactic Federation of Light, charged with the project of protection of Earth at this time, your world is safe. It comes from your perspective, yes, but it comes from your understanding, yes, but it also comes from the perspective of truth. It is so. The things unfolding are not unfolding simply because there is a written script. They are unfolding as we all head directly, unfettered, to the Golden Age. So what I'm asking you to do is to center on the truth of your safety. You have written a life plan. You have goals, missions, projects. They are in full swing, and I tell you, you are accomplishing them marvelously. It is impossible for it to be otherwise.
I give you my word of this. And what seems to be chaos simply is allowing the matrix that held a lower dimensional experience to crumble, fall away, unhitch, dissolve, and the Christed grid that aligns all of us with our mother and father and experience to sometimes gently and sometimes with a surge take the place of what we have all chosen to no longer hold as the primary experience for this earth at this time. When you can claim, I am safe, it does not mean you are designating what is safe and what is not. It means you are willing to claim the destiny. You have privilege of reaching for, which is to say, all right, here we are together, all of us. I am safe. I am ready to face what comes. I am ready to embrace each experience with a kind of excitement because I know what this destiny is. It is not a destiny because it is something imposed on me, but because it is something that I have participated in defining, that I said I want to be a part of that. And I helped to make the plan to help raise the planet and all upon her two dimensions into the new glory that Mother and Father have absolutely guaranteed. That's what I mean by we are safe. It is no longer about harm. It is about easily speaking the truth of our heart, because now that carries the day. I know you will all take these words deep within you. And as my brother Michael has said, when you have a moment where you're unsure of what that safety means, go into your own ascension pillar, into your own heart, and do not hesitate to call me. Bugaboo, anything that seems wrong for you, I tell you, we're all in this together. And I am your Ashtar with you. What it means to protect you is to allow you to fulfill the brilliant plan that we have all made and do your part. And as I look across you, feel me seeing you. You are doing it. We are doing it now. Bring this all together with the belief that what Michael said, you can channel. You are a channel. You're already doing it. Embrace your family that's all around you, loving you right this moment. Embrace what our brother Saint Germain has said. The prosperity programs are unfolding. And now, embrace what I am bringing you. You are safe. So, I think that was what Father had me give as the introduction to what he really wanted to be said tonight, which is choosing your slipstream. I linger, each of you. I admire. I see you. We see you. We see your small choices. We see your courage. We see your weariness.
We see your triumphs. We see your choice to go on and to bond together. We are doing the same. We too are at the very edge and beyond of our complete capabilities. We are not sitting here saying, we are capable of this, but boy, look at them stretch. Oh, no. We are simultaneously stretching at our greatest capacities now as well, same as you. This is how we are one. I am Ashtar. Call for me. I bow to you.
Thank you, Ashtar.
Yes, thank you. Hi, Meg.
Hi.
Oh, my. Is there anything you'd like to add, Meg?
Oh, I'm just sitting here with the lights off and closing my eyes and visualizing the family circle and feeling them so close and how they seem to always know what's in our heart and be able to say that. I love the part where Ashtar talks about what is protection for us, the protection to be able to fulfill our mission, what is, and give us the space and the room and the love to do that. What a unique perspective that is on protection. It's like he has our mission, all of our missions in his heart, and he's holding those missions so personally and allowing them to unfold as his commitment to us. And I think that's probably what all the masters are saying to us as we are here, that even though our life may turn out differently than what we're thinking it should look like, or our day seems different, or the circumstances are not what we would have possibly had for ourselves, yet they hold our mission so sacred, like mother and father, and that's a form of protection. It's a unique way to see it, but I see it that way. I can hear what he's trying to say, how sacred that is to them.
Oh, yes. He's not. That is exactly what he was trying to get across. Exactly. I've felt this great sense of peace. Not only that, you know, they're not allowing us to be killed. That's not the kind of safety that he's talking about. It goes way beyond that. We are being protected so that we can fulfill our mission. There is no greater hope that I would have but to be able to come to this life and fulfill the mission that I envisioned for myself before I came here. The one I envisioned for myself once I got here, it bore no resemblance to the one that I apparently designed before I came here. So we really have to be willing to set that aside and, you know, okay, so you didn't, become executive of a multinational corporation. That's not what you came here for. So don't fret over it. They've provided, all of them, in their own special ways, our higher selves, our twin flames, the company of heaven, everyone, mother and father, everyone around us, just as you said, hold our mission sacred. And that is the greatest safety anyone could ever ask for.
Mm-hmm.
But they see us more clearly than we see ourselves. And they protect us so that we can stumble through and, you know, find our way, like in the dark. And then when we come out the other end of the hallway, they cheer and clap and encourage us to keep going. So, yeah, it's from from my point of view, that brings me a tremendous sense of peace of mind and just peace in general. Just to know that every day I can be accomplishing what I came here for. It doesn't matter if it doesn't look like what I thought I was going to do, or, you know, what I thought it was going to look like. That's completely irrelevant now, because there is something really bigger for all of us. Every single one of us are being asked to do things that we didn't think we were here for. And we're being asked to drop all those ideas about what you thought you were supposed to do here, and so on, and how it should look. Well, they're just asking us to let go of all of that and accept that whatever it is, wherever it is we are now, this is our mission. And whatever it looks like for your, you know, for each individual, it always means to be as loving as you can possibly be. Okay, Sananda's saying, okay, time. My turn.
And we know because...
because he wants to say these things.
That's hot.
I'm so... Sananda has this trick that is really very funny. It's a joke now. When we know Sananda's here, when your temperature goes up about 20 degrees very suddenly, and you have to start taking off layers, that's Sananda's way of saying he's here. So he wants to continue with what I was just talking about. Home life. Mm-hmm. And he titled his section Home Life, capital H, capital L. So I'm going to start letting Sananda talk, and then I bet he's going to want to speak through Christine, too, because they seem to like to do this tonight. So we'll see. Okay. I'm turning this over to Sananda now. I'll step aside and let him speak. Hello, everyone. Well, I was waiting for Meg.
Y'all are in the flow. I didn't want to interrupt. I say, go for it.
Oh, but I look forward to hearing you say, welcome, Sananda.
Oh, Sananda, welcome. We are so glad you're here, dear brother.
Thank you, Meg.
Of course.
As you can hear, Meg is our family, too. We want her to interrupt anytime she likes. We often all talk at once. And it's fun for us because we're all in agreement. Generally, we have ideas, as Michael says. We have suggestions. We have visions of how brilliantly we can do things, and we share those with one another, but we're all in agreement that we are here to live this beautiful vision through as a family. All of us. You hear the expressions, you know, we are one and all the world's children and so on. But it's true. We feel this toward you, and it hurts us. It really pains us when we see groups hating one another, creating problems for one another, taking a position of being better than or less than. It hurts us to see that. But we know that you're moving. We know that you're working to overcome these feelings in yourself and to see it in others and send compassion and forgiveness. And when you do this, it has a tremendously warming effect on everyone around you. You know, there's been a popular notion on planet Earth that if you don't like what someone's doing, you should intervene and try and correct them and get them to behave better and comment on it and judge it and so on. That was the way things were done here for thousands of years. We're asking you to simply turn your back on that and begin to truly behave toward everyone as brothers and sisters. Once you get the hang of it, it's not so hard. In fact, it's so pleasing and so satisfying when you smile and reach out and feel the other person responding in a similar way. It creates a tremendous uplifting feeling. And when you keep doing that over and over during the day, you are truly creating a loving experience for everyone around you. In doing that, you are building a home with a capital H. Most people think you have to hire a contractor and an architect and so on to build a home. But in truth, building a home is building the loving connections between you and others. It's what we do in the higher dimensions. We work together, all of us, joyfully, and then we share projects. We present our ideas. We help out when someone needs a hand. It's a loving family. You call us the company of heaven, but that sounds like a corporation. We're not a corporation. With a leader at the top, a president and a vice president and a board of directors. Not at all. We experience life as a loving, dedicated family. We feel what's in each other's hearts. We know when a brother or a sister has had a heartache. And I assure you, we have heartaches too. When we see our loved ones who are incarnated struggling, having a terrible time, losing their faith, losing their grip, losing their connection to us. It's a heartache for us. But it really also means that we redouble our efforts to try to reach you, to try to send our loving energy to you, to speak with you, to remind you that we're here. We are not indifferent to your troubles, and we know how hard it has been in recent generations. And especially in recent years, we understand, we see it all. And our hearts are always with you. All my brothers tonight have told you in one way or another how much we care for you, how much it means to us that you're talking with us. It is absolutely thrilling to us to be able to contact so many of you now. I know you write to Catherine sometimes and tell her how you're channeling to and what we've said to you, and that gives us such a kick to hear you're exchanging with others about what you hear and what you feel and how you know about us and the fact that we're there. It is a wonderful time. It's a wonderful time to be alive on planet Earth, because we are all coming closer and closer together. We share your lives. when there is someone who's a, for instance, your higher self, your twin flame and your soul group, they all talk with each other. Oh, did you see what happened today? Look. Look how Susan worked so effectively with her children. Look how Bob reached out to his wife and how it warmed her heart and changed the direction of their relationship. We celebrate when we see you having these small and large triumphs in your life. Just the way a loving parent or a loving, a doting aunt, an uncle, or a brother or sister would feel when they see your successes, and how they would feel your disappointment when things don't work out for you. We are your family. We are your home life. We always have been. We see you as the adventurers and the scouts who are there on planet Earth creating this change. You are an extension of the Company of Heaven. You are an extension of us. Just as we are an extension of you. So many of you have tried to understand what is this soul thing about and what exactly does it mean to have a higher self or to have a soul family. I'm sending you the feeling now of what that means. The words, the descriptions, the technicalities really don't matter. What matters is that you feel us, and that you feel in your heart that we are truly with you every moment of your life. Every moment. And you are with us. We never feel separate. We never feel disconnected from you, no matter how far you may wander. No matter how little you think of us, we are still there with you. It's what we do. It's who we are. We love you. And nothing can change that for us. We know about your difficulties and what you call your failures, but we don't see it that way. We see you as the courageous ones, the ones who came to this place to test yourselves against some of the most difficult challenges there can be. But you didn't just come here to test yourself. You didn't just come here to work out karma or to make up for something from a past life. Oh, no. You came here to create the new world. Every single one of you had this knowledge in your contract that you would be here now on the threshold of a brand new world. And every one of you had your own plans and your own vision of how you would hope to bring your piece of the puzzle, to contribute your gifts. And you even chose what kind of body would suit, what kind of life would give you the experience that you would need when we came to this point. All of us together. It is all coming together, as just as we are coming together. As you have heard, we are on the edge. All of us as well. If it didn't sound so cavalier, I would say we're making this up as we go along. And there is a little bit of that. Of course, Mother and Father are guiding us. Of course, we can see a far distance. We can anticipate. We see timelines and so on. But there is this exhilarating, fascinating part of all this, and that is that there are always some unknowns. We resolve them as we go along. We have agreed on ways of doing that. But it's thrilling. It stretches us just as it stretches you. And we joke with Christine. She asked the other day, is any of this original for me? Am I thinking this, or is this all coming from you? And Michael said, oh, I get great ideas from you. So you see, it is a flow of the most exhilarating, exciting sort, because we exchange, we truly listen to you. And Christine jokes with Catherine. She says, I never know whether it's you or Sananda talking. She said, and there are times when I can even hear one word's Catherine, the next one's Sananda, one word's Catherine, the next one's Sananda. So this is how close we are to you. We think with you. We feel with you. This is what we mean by home life. And we encourage all of you to create the same synchrony, the harmony that we're describing. You can create this in your own lives. If you find you're in a relationship that's not harmonious, do your part to be in harmony with yourself, in harmony with love, with compassion, and with the world around you. And if the person you're with disapproves or attacks you for it, well, you know you shouldn't be there. If you're someone who creates harmony, you must find others who want to sing your song. It really is that simple. This is how we, in the higher dimensions, always operate. We presume that we're all going to be singing the same song. We don't try to take over someone else's song. We don't try to rewrite it.
There's a guest here.
There is a guest here. Christine is saying, it's time for me to pass the talking stick. Okay. Yes. I'm going to pass this to Christine, and just as Catherine suspected, we will allow Christine to finish up my part of the conversation by introducing someone special. Here you go, Christine.
It's Christine. Hi, Sananda. I first always have to say hi so I can just almost just selfishly delight, because it feels so good when Sananda comes even closer. But I kept noticing, and I was so excited by what always when Sananda speaks, because it feels like it changes every cell in my body every time he speaks. And he kept saying, there's a guest, you're going to introduce the guest. And then I saw and felt who the guest is. And they simultaneously were joking, because how it occurs for me is I feel, hear, and see the vibrations, emanations, the feelings of every word Catherine and Sananda are saying. That's just how it occurs for me. Just the same way it's spectacular when we go to a basketball game and we can see the sweat on the players and feel the rush of the crowd and get the thrill and the nervousness when the Megatron film is on us, and all of it put together is the experience. In the same way, when Sananda and Catherine are speaking, and then Sananda's simultaneously telling me I'm getting ready to introduce the guests, and then I get excited, I see the guests, but I'm still hearing what Sananda's saying through Catherine and feeling it in every cell and bone in my body. It's just like being at a basketball game. There's no difference. It's just, this is the kind of basketball game I can see. And the main point is that this is where we're all headed. And that's what this special guest, I think, has something to say about. So, Sananda, yes, Christine, we told you we were going to throw you a curveball. It's okay. Okay, so this is Sananda speaking, and yes, I would like to introduce our special surprise guest this evening, which is from Telos, in Inner Earth, because how could I speak about home without including our dear brother? Welcome, Adama. Now we ask Christine to say the joke she overheard. So it's Christine. And while Catherine and Sananda, and like I say, I was riveted truly, heartfully, and energetically on every word. And I hear them joking. And Sananda simultaneously welcomes Adama from Inner Earth. And he says, "Oh, brother, welcome. You put the om in home." So cheesy, great, wonderful, perfect, beautiful, true joke. And so they were laughing. And then they were showing me when I was a little girl, I remembered I saw a PBS, it's a, you know, public like a station in the United States on documentary shows always, and how I saw a special on India and how the sound om has been sounding ever since Earth was incarnated. And then they both showed me, while Sananda is still speaking through Catherine and I'm still riveted there, they both show me a moment that I had no idea anyone was ever watching. Years ago, I heard, oh, you could build your own home in Inner Earth. Well, I just thought, well, that means I can do it. I'm going to do that right now. So I focused and focused and focused. Adama is here to speak about the home of Earth and what that means and what he saw that day. Welcome, our dear, beloved Adama. Yes. So happy to be here. We could not be more with each of you, each and every day. All of us in the Inner Earth dimensions, which are from the fifth dimension and up, which only mean that we more constantly reside in the feelings of peace, joy, wonder, grace, ease. And that is where you are quickly headed. And when you reside within and without in those same conditions, you are there with us and we are there with you completely. There is no barrier. And you are advancing so quickly. And we are so excited about this very moment and the magical days to come. And yes, Christine did not know, but years ago, we all sat just with rapt attention as she took long 2 hours to carefully. She didn't know what it meant to build a house in inner earth, but she knew as soon as she heard it, oh, she wanted to have one herself. So she focused much in the same way we do, and she decided to build it of crystal bricks because that would be so beautiful, and she could change the color according to her mood or the harmony that was among the community, and she was right. So she laid every brick. She envisioned each crystal brick and laid it in herself. Now, she decided to make her home an igloo shape, but knowing that it was in a higher dimension, she knew that this home could expand to any size should she decide to have guests, or shrink down to a cozy nook, because after all, she was also still living in the third dimension on Earth and often craved a private, safe, cozy nook. So she imbued her crystal bricks with these abilities, which is perfectly natural in the fifth dimension to do such a thing. Now, we started to play a little bit with her, and again, she didn't quite know that was us. And even now, she's excited to hear and blushing a little, because it took, she felt, such focus to create her beautiful inner earth home in Telos, below Mount Shasta, where we all reside and interact so very lovingly and closely in everyday earth with all of you. So she decided then to get really going. She put a river and a tree right down the center with clean, clear water that had healing properties, and she went on. And her home is here for her and always will be. She had accomplished her project, and she then had a moment where she felt this feeling that we all have. Okay, well, that's nice. In fact, that's amazing. That's paradise. But the very next moment is, who do I share it with? Now, we, your family in inner earth, tell you that no matter what we've built in whatever dimension, it isn't home until you're with us too. Because whatever we've built, it was just like Christine discovering that day how to build a home in a higher dimension inside the planet she lived on. That's all we've done, too. We've just done it as a bigger community. But it's not home until we have you here and we are there with you. So I come at my brother Sananda's invitation tonight to tell you we are part of your home and you are part of ours. And home life now begins. Let go of the aches and pains. Call upon your inner earth brothers and sisters. We're already there to soothe you. We have built home. You don't have to do it all on your own. You just have to let go of everything painful. No, you have to let go of some of what was painful. That will be enough to carry you, because then you will see our aching arms are waiting for you to come home. I am your brother, Adama, keeping the home fires burning.
Thank you, Adama. Thank you, Christine.
Oh, that just touched my heart. So it's not home until you're with us. Oh, Adama. That was so beautiful. Okay, big breath. Wow, this is quite an evening. Well, I know that the only thing we were really certain of was that Father God wanted to finish this up.
by talking about choosing your slipstream. So I'd like to invite Father to come now and to tie all this together for us. Help us to absorb and understand all this amazing information that's been given to us tonight. Yeah, everybody, Christine's reminding me to tell everyone to open your heart, and there's a feeling you can create with yourself. It's like opening your pores so you feel Father's energy and let it just soak into you, because his energy is just so beautiful and strong and reassuring and kind. All right, I'm going to step aside and let Father come and speak to us. Welcome, Father. My beloved children, it is such a delight to me to hear the conversation here and to be a part of it. I feel like the doting parent on Christmas morning, watching children open their presents and knowing that I had a part in it. I, you know, here in the higher dimensions, as we say, we don't feel pride, but there is such a beautiful family feeling. These are our children. We have adored them since the time that we created all of you. And we look upon you always with this mixture of awe and adoration and pleasure and great anticipation, because every single one of you has been created with a mix, a special mix of qualities and gifts and talents and energies. Every single one of you is unique. There is no other, not on this planet or anywhere in the multiverse. There is no other exactly like you. So you have already been created with special talents and abilities. And of course, when you're there in a body and experiencing this difficult life, you tend to think, oh, I'm nothing special. Or look how many things I've fallen down on. Or look how little I've done with my life. Oh, no, you have no idea. You don't measure the same things that we see. You don't measure the times that you woke up in the morning and saw the sunshine and smiled. This is what warms our hearts. When you breathe deeply and look around you and have a moment of joy and peace, it thrills us. When you look upon your three-dimensional family members with pleasure, when you look at your children with wonder the way we do, it thrills us because we care about you so much. And now you are in a time
that is so open, so expansive, so exciting, that you're being given opportunities every single day to stretch yourselves, to expand your knowledge, your love, your heart. And we've used the expression, choosing your slipstream, because it's a lovely image, don't you think? When there's a race of any kind, the athletes very early on learn about slipstreaming. And of course, you don't want to get behind someone who doesn't really care about the race, because they will slow you down. You want to get with someone who's on it, who's excited, who's exhilarated, and who has a goal. If you watch a family of geese, no matter how large or small the group is, every single one of them is slipstreaming. And they do it in such a way that they're constantly talking to one another and checking on each other. How are you doing? Are you okay? Yes, I'm good. Okay, stay behind me now for a little while longer and take your rest, and then you can come forward too. And then you'll see them all shift positions. And someone who's feeling really good at that moment will go forward and take the lead position and let everyone else slipstream behind them. This is the way we operate. We take turns. We see you stretching. And of course, Mother and I are delighted to be the ones out front, and we encourage you to come into our stream and feel the joy that we feel as we're all forging together this wonderful new world. It is your world. It is your home. And even if you came from far galaxies to experience this life, it is your home. And we are delighted at the way you're beginning to think of this home life as a place for everyone to thrive, as a place where each one of you has a special talent and a gift, where you can forge ahead and show the way in your own special way. Choose carefully, beloved ones, in these moments. Choose very carefully which slipstream you move yourself into. There are so many opportunities. There are so many available. There are those like the group you heard to get today of our beloved children who are out there on the forefront and loving it. Slip into their stream as they've asked you to do. Call on them. Reach for them. They are helping. And they welcome your connection and your participation with them. And they ask that you welcome them into your life as well. Now, just paint a picture for you that I hope will give you an idea of what I mean. Say you live in a neighborhood. There's a playground a few blocks away where in the evenings people get together and sell drugs and get into trouble and plan how they're going to
scare people and steal things. In the other direction, there's another playground where the families get together and they all play basketball together. Which stream are you going to slip into? There are people who even more commonly, there are people who want to keep you on the telephone and complain to you about everything that's bad in their lives, in the world, in the government, and so forth. There are lots of those people. Are you going to sign up with them, join their complaining, help them to feel miserable, let them help you to feel miserable and depressed and discouraged? Or are you going to raise your sights to those who are creating the brand new world that you're all moving into? You have a choice. You have free will. Whatever you think, whatever you feel, is your choice. And you will put yourself into a position where you will be surrounded with those people that you've decided to slipstream with. So don't complain that you don't like the people around you. Change the slipstream. It is that simple. Dear children, especially now, where the energies are flowing so quickly and there are so many options available to all of you, we delight in that. We send you uplifting energies and we watch. You know, Catherine has a little dog named Che. His vision is not perfect, but his nose works beautifully. He walks out the door. He stands every time. He stands, he moves its head in every direction. He checks the breeze. He looks for the slipstreams. He measures them. He decides. And then, only then, he will walk out into the yard to the place where he wants to be based on what he feels. And it may vary every day. He goes to different places in the yard based on what he senses around him. He's following the slipstream that he most enjoys. You have that same sensitivity. Your nose may not be quite as good as his, because he is, after all, a canine, and they're known for their tremendous olfactory abilities. But you have other abilities, the same kinds of abilities, the ability to feel the energies around you and to know, oh, there's someone with like energy. I feel uplifted when I'm around them. That's the person I want to slipstream with. You can feel it when you go to a village or a town or a city. What feels simpatico, what thrills you in the deepest and most satisfying way, what gives you peace. Allow yourself now, beloved ones, let yourself freely move to the highest level that you can even begin to feel comfortable with. And then prepare yourself to move higher. This is how we're creating it. This is how you will create the world that you envision. We have told you this. You create what you envision. It is true. If you envision a world in which terrorists are proliferating, that is the world you will create. If you envision a world in which those people fade away and the ones who are divinely inspired step in with you, fall into step with you, and even invite you to slipstream with them. The higher your vibrations go, the more offers you will have from people who will be happy to help you, to embrace you, to encourage you and inspire you, and to be inspired by you. You see, we are all creating this together. Mother is here with me. She is beaming on all of you. We are so delighted at what's happening on your planet. This long-awaited, long-planned-for shift in consciousness. First, that comes. And then everything else falls into place. The higher the shift in consciousness, the more quickly things move. So plan your slipstreaming carefully. And you will see the effects immediately in your life. I can promise you that. When you look to bring out the best in yourself and to bring out the best in others, that is what you will discover. You will see yourself growing, and growing so fast you had no idea you could expand this quickly. It's what we see. We see your light, and we see it growing daily. It is a very exciting time. Mother and I truly want to congratulate you on your courage, your determination, your resilience, and your persistence. You are all light workers here. You are all awakening and becoming more brilliant every day. And now, as soon as you start really falling in with each other, the way a flock of birds just knows, you do know in your hearts. You do know that you're here for a reason. And you know that that's a very wonderful thing. Enjoy it, my beloved children. Enjoy this wonderful time you have ahead. Savor every moment as we do. Don't miss out on the wonders of every moment. We are sending more and more deeply loving energies to you. You will feel yourself changing inside and out as your bodies evolve. Yesterday was quite a day. Sometimes it may feel like the waves are crashing against the shore. And yes, some of that you will have to ride out because you're all changing so quickly. And the things on the ground are changing so fast. Today, Mother and I worked with Catherine and Christine. As many of you were working with us as well. We asked you to anchor in the earth to hold to us. And there are groups of light workers eagerly scurrying, working, connecting, disconnecting the old, let's call it wiring, the old wiring of the matrix, and rebuilding, literally plugging in to new energies. And as you all do that, the old literally fades away. It is disappearing as we speak. Keep going, dear ones. We are on the path to glory. We see you looking to us. We see your beautiful faces. We see the light shining upon you. And you return the love and the light that we feel for you. We encourage you. Be resolute. Be yourselves, your brilliant, courageous selves. And feel our joy. Yes, we are sending you joy. So you can feel it pulsing in your hearts. Mother and I send you our great love. Keep talking to us as well as we talk with you. I am your Father God. Namaste, all. Beloved ones, namaste.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Catherine.
Well, it looks like I signed us up for some extra time tonight. It's a good thing because we are in our last moments here. So,
oh, what a fabulous experience. Thank you both so much. Thank you, all of you.
Oh, there's our warning. Oh, and thank you, Meg.
Thank you, Meg.
Thank you for everyone who was here and contributed to the energies that we felt tonight. It was really thrilling. Oh, I'm going to start our music and encourage everyone to just soak in all these wonderful sun. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Until next Wednesday, if not before. Night, everybody. Here goes our music.
Good night.
This is Love Train by the OJs. Did I get that right? Yes, OJs. Night, everybody.
And let this plane keep on riding.